Oh, Moody.
Hi, how are you? This is Mute Customer Service giving you a call back. How may I assist you?
Hello?
Hello, customer. Can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Yes, sir. This is Mute Customer Service. How may I assist you?
Say that again, please.
How may I assist you, sir? How can I help you?
Is this True Vital? Is that who that is?
If you're calling regarding a charge, I'll be more than happy to look into it.
Yes, I charge. There's two charges, one from Trendy Diet General Tech and True Vital, and there's only one number difference in the phone numbers. Charges on my Visa card.
Mm-hmm.
The True Vital is $49.97, and the other one for the Trendy Diet is $54.95. And there's another source besides that to charge this same thing, and I've already got it canceled. These charges are not valid, and they need to be removed.
Sure, I'd be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment. Your first and last name would be?
My first name is Thomas, middle initial M, and last name Moody.
All righty, billing address for security purposes, please.
Say that again.
Billing address for security purposes, please.
Is 248 Fairway Hills Drive, Waynesville, North Carolina. The True Vital charge is $49.97, and the Trendy Diet General Tech charge is $54.95. Both of those need to be credited back.
Okay, I'll look into it for you. Yes, sir. That billing address, I didn't catch that one. I'm sorry.
Now, what is your name?
My name is Amia. Would that address be on Fairway?
Yeah, Fairway Hills Drive, Waynesville, North Carolina.
Okay, 248 Fairway?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, yes, reviewing the account shows that there was a purchase that was made for a spy cam for the shipping handling charge of $6.70. Do you recall making a purchase for a spy cam back on September 27th?
Ma'am, I cannot understand what you're saying. If you don't mind, please speak clearly.
I am speaking as clear as I can, Mr. Moody.
All right. Now, what are these charges for?
It is for a spy cam. It was a charge. Mm-hmm.
It's for a what?
A spy cam. It's a spy camera that was purchased on the 27th of September for the shipping and handling charge of $6.70, sir. Do you recall of that purchase?
Yeah, but I didn't. The spy camera wasn't $6.97. It certainly wasn't $49.97 or $54.95.
Well, that's the after-trial charge due to the fact that the account was not canceled within a sufficient time frame. I do understand that that $49.97 was due to the fact that they did issue out a $125 gift card within your email.
No, I am not aware of that, and I did not get any kind of $125 gift card, and I don't need a $125 gift card. You need to remove these charges. I will be reporting this to the fraud division if you do not.
Definitely understand. And if you do dispute any charges, sir, you can risk of losing that dispute due to the fact that the information was presented within terms conditions. So I do understand that the account, we are able to get that canceled for you. And also, we are able to provide you a 35% refund.
With a what?
A 35% refund.
A 5% refund?
No, sir. A 35. The highest that we can do is 50 for the charge, sir.
You need to provide me a credit of $54.95 and
you did not cancel within a sufficient time frame, sir.
Say that again.
You did not cancel this account in time, sir.
I still cannot understand what you're saying.
Give me one brief moment.
This was charged on three different sources.
Yes, sir, I can go ahead and fully reverse that charge for you. Do allow it 3 to 5 business days for you to receive the funds back into your account. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you are ready.
All right, what is it?
C as in Charlie.
Pardon?
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
Do you have your phone or whatever you want up, sir? I'm speaking loud and clear.
All right, C as in Charlie, and then what after that?
258.
Okay.
424.
Okay.
009.
009?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And that is removal of the 4997. And the 5495.
I don't see anything about a 5495, sir. You was never charged 5495 with us. That could be with a different company.
Well, the phone number is 3157, and your number was 3136.
Okay, well, we do not have a $50 charge on this account.
So this confirmation number is for removal of the 4997. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay. All right, I'll call the other number and get that one removed, too.
That is great.
I didn't agree with this, and I will not be paying it.
Definitely understand. Well, I do appreciate you for calling customer service 3 to 5 business days for the refund and 24 to 48 hours for that email. Thanks
now,
for calling.
What is your name?
Amiya.
Pardon?
Amiya, sir.
Can you spell that, please?
A-M-I-A.
A-M-I-A?
That is correct, sir.
Mia. All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.
Okay.